This is the Expect to Win podcast with Pete Smith.
Hey everybody, it's Pete. Of course, I think at the heart of most people is the desire to feel like they're making a difference, making an impact. And so maybe we're taking a look personally and professionally to try to figure out where some gaps exist and what we may need to adjust moving forward in order for us to have that bigger impact. And so that kind of lends itself to that whole concept within the framework of significance that deals with the mindset of embracing the crazy. You may recall in that pillar, embracing the crazy is about going out and pursuing something that we deem to be meaningful and worthwhile, even though we're going to have our critics in the world, the ones who are going to look at us and say, why would you do that? I think that's crazy, right? So it's about developing the mindset of really pushing ourselves to go out and pursue something meaningful. Now remember, embracing the crazy isn't about being reckless, right? It's not about reckless activity. It's about being intentional. And so the more I've thought about the whole concept of embracing the crazy and really what that entails, I realize I want to start incorporating two aspects of that in future presentations. I really want to highlight two key components to this embracing the crazy pillar. Number one is guts. Look, there are a lot of people who will spend the majority of their time talking about what they would like to do and never doing anything about it. And they can give you a million and one reasons as to why now is not the right time, why they haven't started. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter. The reasons why don't matter. The reality is that they don't want it bad enough. And in many cases, it could be because the fear of failure, the fear of it not working out, the fear of the unknown is enough to keep them stagnant. It's enough to keep them complacent. It's enough to keep them comfortable. And so at some point, embracing the crazy requires that you have the guts to move forward, right? That you have the belief that you'll be able to adapt to whatever gets thrown in your direction. And so here's where I continuously tell people the easy life is one where we're just pursuing success and happiness. The most difficult life is the one where we're pursuing significance, because very often the most significant things we will ever achieve exist just beyond what we're comfortable with. So yeah, do you have the guts to move forward or do you not, right? And that's a big component for embracing the crazy. The second component, in addition to guts, is something that a lot of people will overlook, and that is the grind, right? Learn to love or at least embrace the grind. See, there are people who want to go out and make an immediate impact in this world, which I think is great. But sometimes the most meaningful things take time. Relationships take time. Sometimes the impact that we make in our organization takes time. And sometimes that time is just for us to broaden our perspective about the things that are taking place, to figure out new ways that we can make the impact that we want to make. And so people want to make that impact. They have the guts to go out and do it. But if the immediate reward isn't there, all of a sudden they've shifted onto something else. Well, no, the grind is sometimes what makes things so significant. The grind, the journey is what makes it so fulfilling. So I'm a little bit hesitant to encourage people to go out and embrace the crazy if they're just focused on the guts part, if they don't have the appreciation for the grind part as well. So as you look at 2019 and you start trying to figure out what it is that you want to accomplish, I want you to look at those things through the perspective of, number one, do I have the guts to pursue what I believe to be meaningful, even though other people may think that it's crazy? Number two is, do I have the ability to appreciate the grind? Do I have the perseverance? Do I have the grit? Do I have the stamina to appreciate the grind? Because when you're able to combine having the guts to go out and pursue something with the perseverance and the resiliency to put up with the grind in order to see it through, man, that is the most fulfilling thing in the world. All right, so guts and grind within the umbrella of embracing the crazy.